Today we're talking about a fundraiser close to home and close to the heart. Our guest, Rebecca Crawford, is hosting a daffodil long lunch day at Redcliffe Leagues Club in memory of a dear friend and well-known face in our local hospitality community. It's a story of friendship, loss, and a promise kept. Rebecca, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, please tell us a little bit about the daffodil long lunch. It sounds beautiful, and the reason obviously is beautiful as well. So please tell us about that.
Sure. So I'm doing it in honour of a friend I lost earlier this year to cancer. She was always behind Daffodil Day, and she created an event, took part in it many years, but last year she held her own whilst battling cancer, and she asked if I could help her make it bigger this year. And I promised her I would. Sadly, I've lost her to cancer, but I want to honour that promise.
How beautiful is that? Now, tell us a little bit about Annalise's story, and I'm presuming Annalise is the woman in question.
Yes, she certainly is. I'm sure she'll be having a little giggle at me doing this today. She comes from the same background as me, so events and wedding planning. She's helped people with many fundraisers over the years. And she has worked at various venues, most recently the Redcliffe Leagues Club. Mm-hmm. And yes, she got her name behind this event because it was very close to her heart.
How beautiful is that? Now, last year you said that she held the event while she was battling cancer. How in goodness name did she do that?
Yes, we all thought while she was battling treatment that it was the last stress she needed, but I think it gave her a fight. And she had a few different wigs that she had purchased, and I didn't recognise her that day that she ran the stall. She had a lovely blonde wig on, and she said they were her alter egos. But she spent ages making crafts and doing all of this for a stall, and I said I'd come on board to do a lunch this year, but sorry, Annalise, I'm not very crafty, so we'll have to rely on others to do that part.
Now, tell us about the event itself, please, Rebecca.
Sure. So it's being held on the 28th of August, which is a Friday, at the Redcliffe Leagues Club, so the Dolphins. That's where she was the function manager at for the last 5-6 years and started to build it. So we thought it would be only right to have her event there in her honour, and management's very keen to get behind it.
Now, Rebecca, I believe the funds raised are going to Cancer Council?
Yes, correct. So the funds are going to Daffodil Day is branded for Cancer Council, so it will definitely go towards research and helping many others affected by cancer. We all seem to know somebody, sadly, that has touched or affected or lost somebody by cancer. And there is a small section that will be there that is raising funds for the volunteers to make things on level 4 of the Redcliffe Hospital, like the things that Annalise had, like beanies, blankets, little chemo bags. So there is a portion of that too.
Lovely, lovely. Now, the community and the impact. Rebecca, give us a little bit of background on that.
A lot of people have got to know Annalise over the years, and she was always one to sacrifice and put time in for a good cause. When they've heard, and some of them have only still finding out now that we've lost her, they're getting behind it, especially since it's very community-based. So, yes, booking a table. We had Kerri-Ann Dooley recently reach out and book a table and donate a prize, and I'm hoping that, you know, more and more people will start to get behind it.
Lovely, lovely. Now, I'm just thinking, if you or somebody you know have been touched by cancer, and what a lovely experience that would be to get those people together and book a table and have a very special day, because I'm thinking that you're doing this, Rebecca, as a promise to Annalise. So there'll be a fair bit of talk about Annalise, I'm presuming.
There will be. We're definitely doing it in honour of her, because she's not here to physically do it herself, but I like to believe she'll be there watching over me and hopefully helping me sell tickets. And I think it's meant to be a lighthearted day, celebrating life, celebrating friendship. We're all been touched by it, so stop in our busy life and just get together, make time for lunch. It's a good cause. It will be fun. And just to have a community spirit day. Remember what life is about.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, it would be incredibly wrong of me not to ask you these couple of little questions. For listeners that are wanting to have tickets and get involved, tell us about that.
Okay, they can find tickets on the Try Booking if they type in Daffodil Day 2026 mm-hmm. and just make sure that that's the 28th of August at the Redcliffe Leagues Club. So that's through trybooking.com. You can also reach out to me at Married by Beck if you'd like to sponsor the event in any way, buy tickets or any prizes. We'd love to get your support and sell this out and make her proud.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to just finish off in honour of Annalise, just before I let you go?
In honour of Annalise, she was always one to think of community and other people before her. She was working right up until 3 weeks before she passed. So I hope if you think that you can't make a difference, just purchase one ticket, drag a friend along with another ticket, and you'll make changes for many involved.
Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing this with us today and honouring your friend in such a beautiful way. A reminder for everyone listening, the Daffodil Long Lunch Day on the 28th of August, 2026, of course, at the Redcliffe Leagues Club where Annalise did work, raising vital funds for Cancer Council and the Redcliffe Hospital Oncology and Chemotherapy Treatment Unit. If you'd like to grab your tickets, you could simply donate as well. Did you want to just get involved? Head off to the website for details. Rebecca Crockford, thank you again for coming in and sharing that with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I can feel Annalise here with us right now.
Thank you.